it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Oh, yeah, that's the message we want to send after Christmas. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano's off today. Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. As Santa was sliding down the chimney, obviously left him a pack of Marlboros and a lighter to get things started. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, yeah, Christmas in the rearview mirror. Hopefully you got treated well. Family and friends around the hearth and a nice Christmas tree. Gifts that you enjoyed and maybe some stuff that you're going to go back to the mall and exchange out this afternoon. After you listen to the show, of course. But we had a good one here in the old Black household and a lot of fun. Good people around and good spirit all the way around as well. So hoping you and yours exactly had the same celebration. So, well, we'll get to some sports on the other side. We're going to have a little bit of fun with that. We've been talking about the holidays and all the various different ways you can get the show. But to us, what's most important is the American Forces Radio Network. And these kids, it was funny. I was at a celebration Christmas Eve involving a kid that just got back from Japan. Just got back. He was in the Navy. Or is in the Navy, and parents were real worried because he actually missed his flight. He was having a hard time getting around with the transport in Japan and not speaking the language. And his parents were so anxious that he was not going to make it home for Christmas. It was devastating to the mom. Fortunately, everything worked out in the end. And, again, it's the message we always talk about here on The Attack. These kids do so much for this country. Armed Forces Radio Network, American Forces Radio Network, excuse me. They're for them, giving them a little bit of a taste of home. And we're happy and very proud to be a part of it. So if you had a kid that was able to make it home for the holidays, well, we're very happy for you. And if not, hopefully you're getting a little taste of home from us. We're going to pick it up on the other side. We'll set the table for you and jump off with this edition of The Attack post-Christmas, right after this short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
See, now that's a better post-Christmas rejoiner. Because there are a lot of people feeling like that today. A lot of people with the day off. Hope you're listening here on the Tech. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack, and at BobBlack71, of course, is Twitter. Is more your thing. A lot to talk about today. We're going to set the table. We're going to open with the NFL, and eventually we will get to the Sunday, Christmas Day NBA basketball games, which there were five of them, and they were a lot of fun. Pretty competitive for the most part. And we'll talk about the 10 teams involved just for jollies and go in the direction of where they are in the pecking order of the National Basketball Association. Again, we're getting ready to evolve out of football and into the NBA and into college basketball. And we'll be talking about that a lot in the new year. And, we've been given a little bit of short shrift over the last couple of months, as football obviously is the priority. But with that said, look, it's the NBA is a fun league. It's a 24/7 league now because there's always news about it. And look, it deserves a little bit of love, a little Christmas love here on the Attack. So we'll get into it. But first, it's going to be about the National Football League. And one story right off the top, the two big stories, of course, are the injuries to the quarterbacks, David Carr and Marcus Mariota, and what that will mean to their teams. Devastating for both, but we'll get into that as we talk about their games as well. And the other story, of course, is the fact that you have the two teams that represented in the Super Bowl from their respective conferences not making the playoffs this year, Carolina and Denver, as of yesterday, eliminated officially. And the repercussions of that's first time ever in the Super Bowl era that neither team that represented made the playoffs, and what it means for these teams going forward, and we'll get to them with their respective games. But jumping into it, and we'll talk about the playoff picture first, and then we'll jump in. You've got the way it stands right now. You've got Patriots and the Raiders on bye. You got the wild card of Dolphins and the Steelers, Chiefs and the Texans. That's all rock solid. Nobody else can get in. You've got Cowboys, Falcons, Packers at the Lions, Giants at the Seahawks. So interesting matchups. And next week it's going to be just kick back and relax for these teams. And, they're in. So pretty cool. In the still alive category, Washington and Tampa Bay, but they have to have a lot of things go right. Baltimore's out. Tennessee's out. Denver's out. Indy had, you know, the barest of the bare chances, but they're out. And all the way down the line, Buffalo is probably going to be looking for a coach, but we'll see. And all the way down to the bottom where Cleveland broke their streak and loused up my prediction and won a football game. So I was kind of bummed about that. Actually, I wasn't, because San Francisco gifted them right back in the spirit of the holidays, and they won their football game. So they went to 2-13, and the Browns still have the number one overall pick. Eliminated on the NFC side, New Orleans and Minnesota, who's got quite the controversy going on there, and we'll get to that when we get to their game, because who knows who's running that ship. Arizona, Carolina, Philly, the Rams, the Bears, and, of course, the 49ers. So, you know, pretty much everything decided. Everybody clinched in the AFC, and everybody but Green Bay and or Detroit, with Washington with an outside chance and Tampa Bay trying to sneak in, and, you know, tiebreakers and all that kind of good stuff. We'll get to them as we talk about their respective games. But the AFC is going to be fun. I mean, when you look at that, and again, buys with the Patriots and the Raiders need a bye because of their quarterback situation. Matt McGloin going to take over the helm for them, but we'll see whether or not another veteran who is sitting on the streets is signed. They're going to have to get somebody to back them up. And then Dolphins at the Steelers, which you talk about intriguing games when that happens. Dolphins at the Steelers, two of the hottest teams in football. And then the Texans and the Chiefs, Texans getting good enough quarterback play. You know, nothing special, but good enough. And then they have to make their decision who's going to lead them into the playoffs against the Chiefs, who had the opportunity. And you know, think about that. Had the opportunity to control their division. They were good to go. Gave up the bad loss. Raiders took control of the division again. Won their game, but lost their quarterback. Now, reverse it. Chiefs with the bye. Raiders in there. Raiders against the Texans would have been a damn tough game because of the fact that the Raiders, you know, Matt McGloin is what it is. I mean, the guy's won a couple of football games in his career, but, you know, seriously, it's Matt McGloin. Chiefs really messed up and messed up in a big way. They're going to be looking at the what if category. What if we did this? What if we did that? And they'll probably beat the Texans, but it's going to be a tough, tough road for them to climb to get anywhere in the playoffs. So it'll be fun. Big question, of course, who plays for the Cowboys tonight? I think you have to give Tony Romo some reps and get the rust off him. So that's legitimate. So we got a lot of storylines here in the National Football League to talk about. And, you know, as we dive into it, like I said, the two quarterbacks going down, and, you know, look, it's irrelevant at this point for the Titans just because of the fact that they're out. But what happened with the poor Raiders, I mean, man, you can't catch a break. Here you are, you got one of the best teams you've had in a long, long time, and a broken leg on your QB. Wow. I mean, that's what a horror show. What a horror show. Yeah. And the Jags played a good game. Yeah. Gus Bradley out the door. You know, they finally show up and they play a game. Play it too late, but they played a game. And, you know, this is what happens in football. Oh, we feel so bad. Our coach, he was so good to us. And, you know, yeah, well, he's unemployed. You're not. Blake Bortles had a big game for a change. If he would have played that way all year, well, you know, it's the way it goes. But, yeah. Can't make it up. But I truly feel bad for Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Doug Marrone is going to be in the mix for it. You know, he'll be looking for the coaching job as well. Whether or not he gets it or not remains to be seen. But they were pretty pleased. And honestly, you know, that was the self-evaluation after was where the hell has this team been all year? You know, where has this team been all year that played this kind of defense, was fired up on offense? Yeah. And again, look, Tennessee was already trailing 25-10 when Mariota broke his leg. And I'm taking these games out of sequence just because of the storylines. But, you know, they're already down 25-10. So they were already in trouble. Certainly, they've never been in a position to be an elite offensive team and come out of those kind of holes. But, you know, they put themselves in a bad position against a team that they should have walked over. At least according to the play this year. But they didn't do it. And lost their quarterback besides. We'll pick it up there and continue with the NFL right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, yeah. We'll be keeping a close eye on things. Very close. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We started to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars' 38-17 victory over the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, again, losing Marcus Mariota. Just a really sour taste in the mouth end to the Tennessee Titans. And, look, they were losing the game. And with the Texans winning, that was it for them. And I was amazed at how badly they played in this game, to be completely honest, and also how good Jacksonville played. I didn't see any way Jacksonville was going to win this football game. And I don't know if it's one of those instances where they want to play for Doug Marrone. They felt bad about what happened with Gus Bradley. And I mean, you know, look, these guys are human beings. They do feel bad when somebody loses their job. But again, this is a team that never showed up the entire year. They were horrible. They were horrible the whole year. And they show up in the last game. Destroy Tennessee's season. You know. Again, the hit by Sheldon Day against Mariota, clean hit. You know, it's always the danger. You see these knee injuries happen. And, again, they can protect quarterbacks all they want. And they worry about headshots and, you know, guys meeting at the quarterback the whole nine yards. Almost everything happens from the knees down when quarterbacks get hurt. Yeah, they, you know, the shoulders, they happen sometimes. But in the scrambles around the quarterbacks, when blockers are involved, big 300, 325, 350-pound guys, and they're trying to get through to the quarterbacks, and, you know, you got a guy trying to block them as well, and you got 650 pounds of beef rolling around at your feet. You know, think about that. And bad things happen. And that's how most of these quarterbacks get hurt, whether somebody rolls up on the knee, whatever the circumstances are. You know, Sheldon Day grabbed him around the ankles. And he went to the ground. You could immediately see something was bad. They slapped on the air cast right away. And out he went. You know, he'll be back. He'll be back. Like I said, I'm not, he's in that Jameis category with me. I'm not convinced he's the guy that's going to lead you to the promised land, but he progressed a lot this year. Matt Castle came in. He was 13 of 24, buck 24 with a touchdown and an interception. He got them within 25-17. But Jacksonville scored in the next drive, and that was it. And Castle's start. Next game, good backup. You know, he'll be the backup next year as well, more than likely. You know. And away they go. There was even a trick play in there with Marcus Lee throwing the Blake Bortles. Maybe they found something there. No, maybe not. You know, and there's a lot of soul-searching going on. Titans get Houston in the finale, means nothing. And the Jaguars visit Indianapolis, and it's, you know, going to end up being the worst season in Jacksonville history. Another high draft pack and pick, and who's going to be the coach? And to talk about that for a second, you know, look, Doug Marrone won in Buffalo. He coached with the Jets, left the Jets, wasn't a head coach with the Jets, interviewed with them for their head coaching position before Todd Bowles got hired, didn't get the job, and I actually thought he was going to be the guy, and they didn't hire him. He left in bad circumstances up in Buffalo, more along the lines of, you know, him walking out. He actually left money on the table by going in Buffalo, and, you know, ownership change and the whole thing. There was weird stuff going on up there, but he'll be in the mix, and I have a feeling he's going to end up being the guy. I could be wrong. The only thing that works against him in this situation is the fact he was on Bradley's staff, you know, quite honestly. But he was added to it, you know, recently. And from that aspect of it, perhaps that works in his favor. You know, but again, I hate seeing these quotes coming out of players, because, you know, Cedric Marks was saying, well, you know, we showed that this is who we are. No, you didn't. Who you are is your record. You are what you are. They are what you say they are. Denny, we loved you, Denny. I think the whole playing for Gus, playing for Doug thing was cool at the beginning. And this I agree with, but it was gone once we took the field. It was a payback moment. They embarrassed us on national TV. We got a second chance to play, and we did what we had to do. But again, where they been all year? You know, late in the game, you know, Jalen Ramsey with the 30-yard interception return. These football teams that do this at the end of the year and somehow they think it justifies how bad they were the rest of the season is just amazing. And again, you know, you talk about frustration. Look, National Football League schedule is set up so everything at the end, you play in your rivals, hopefully the games mean something, the whole nine yards. And you look at that division. And Jacksonville sits there at 3-12 with Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Houston. And look, I'm sorry. All due respect for your Houston Texan fan, but they can't get out of their way. They can't get out of their own way offensively. And you know, look, this is a team that a division, It was theirs. It should have been theirs. They're the most talented team in the division on paper. And games aren't played on paper. They gave up 376 points this year. And with Blake Bortles at quarterback, scored 298. And Gus Bradley's out of a job. Well, that ain't anybody's fault but yours. And you can talk about, well, this is who we really are. Well, this is who we really are was happened three times. And this is who we really weren't. Happened 12 times. I'm leaning towards 12, not towards 3. In a division that you could have and should have won. You know. Never in the history of professional sports were so many prognosticators so wrong as they were going into this year when they said it was going to be a two-horse race between Jacksonville and Houston. And Houston wasn't as good. It was going to be Jacksonville because they were the supremely talented team in that division. Oops. Didn't play out that way, you know, and then you hear these guys and you know, and if you're the GM, if you're Caldwell and you're sitting there and you're evaluating this, you know, so-called talent, you got to really wonder. You really have to wonder. Crazy. Game of the day, Ravens and the Steelers really playing for all the marbles. Ravens out at 8-7. Steelers go to 10-5, win the division. And, again, this isn't a team I want to face. I heard one of the dumbest things I've ever heard this morning with Stugatz talking about the fact that Roethlisberger didn't deserve any credit because he threw a bad pass down on the goal line and Antonio Brown saved him. Yeah, he did. But that play was called with Brown going across the middle, hopefully breaking through. He had three guys on him and had the sense to reach over, but that was the play. He wasn't going to go into the end zone. The coverage was there. He had to go underneath and hope that he could break into the end zone. And, you know, listen, football is made of microseconds sometimes, and had he not broken the plane, we're talking about Baltimore and not Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's how it plays out sometimes. But really good football game yesterday, 31-27, Pittsburgh over Baltimore. Roethlisberger, big game. Couple of turnovers. It's 24-33, 279. Three touchdowns, two interceptions. Flacco, 262 with a pick and a pick and a touchdown. Steve Smith, his next to last game. He's going to go out the door. That's where the issue is for this team right now. They got to focus on offense in the draft, in the offseason. Get some weapons around Flacco again, and they'll be fine. It's a good team, just not a great team. They'll be all right. But again, wide receiving core is not anything to write home about. Mike Wallace, who used to play for Pittsburgh, you talk about ineffective. 7 targets, 4 touchdowns, 4 receptions, 21 yards. You know, it's not going to get it done when he used to be an elite wide receiver. But Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, that's where the money is. Bell, 20 for buck 22. Brown, 10 for 96. Got it done for Pittsburgh. You know, and again, I this is a team, and I'm saying this, look, I'm not going to back off. They were my Super Bowl pick. But you talk about a tough out in the playoffs. It's about as tough as it gets. About as tough as it gets. So with that being said, we'll pick it up there on the other side. Their first round matchup is going to be fun too. They go up against the Dolphins. Oh boy.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that's probably true. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Hope you're enjoying it this morning. Talking some National Football League. We'll get to the NBA eventually. Hope you had a great Christmas. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, well, joy to you as well. And we'll have a good time here in the remaining time we have together on The Attack. But 31-27 Steelers over the Ravens. Ravens going home. Steelers with 21 fourth quarter points. Last play, Antonio Brown into the end zone with his arm, and a really nice play all the way around. And that was the separation between these two teams. Always a great rivalry. But again, you know, the Ravens, they have issues as far as the depth on their team right now. Offensively is where their challenge is. More than anything else. I mean, look, they have issues. They're basically a 500 team, a little bit better than that. They're going to have to improve the weapons around Joe Flacco. And, you know, again, they're not getting a ton of pass rush yet. And their linebacker core is first rate. Defensive backfield is really good. A little more pass rush. And they'll be right back. But, offensively, weapons. Dennis Pitta is really good. That you don't have to worry about. But you look at the wide receiving core, Steve Smith's going to step off the stage, and it's time. 67 receptions this year for 766 yards. You know, Mike Wallace, 68 for almost 1,000. He'll make 1,000 next week. But, again, in the big-time moment, he didn't step up this past week. Pittsburgh realized if you shut him down, you're in pretty good shape. Kamar Allen, a good third receiver. You know, the guy that's going to have to make it happen for them, and this is the guy that runs the 4.140 or whatever the numbers are, Brashad Perriman out of Central Florida. He improved some this year. 29 receptions, 437 yards, 15 per reception and a long of 53 with three touchdowns, you know. But the running attack is nothing to write home about. Terrence West is a pedestrian running back. Ken Dixon, who they think can do big things, remains to be seen. You know, and then that's it. So it's the weapons. A couple of pieces on defense, but it's the weapons. And unless that happens, they'll start to fall back a little bit again. And Joe Flacco, who it took him, to be fair about it, most of the year to shake the rust off from the injuries and then not having weapons on top of it, or at least big-time elite weapons, hurt him. The key to that offense, the key to that passing game going forward is Perriman. And if he turns out to just be another guy who can run fast, and indications are it's starting to look that way, they're going to be in trouble in the long term because they've got to have him at least evolve into a really good number two receiver. You know, pressure's going to be on him next year. He's going to have to – I mean, look, they're most of them are on the field for most of the time anyway. But he's literally going to have to become a real threat, take some of the pressure off Wallace, address in the draft or free agency. Offensive line's better, still needs to get better. You know, Vlad Duquesne is their starting guard. So, I mean, you know, due to injury, of course. But they need marked improvement on that side. Ronnie Stanley played well for most of the year. They're number one. 11 games, 11 starts before, you know, once he stepped in, he took control of it. So, you know, the future is not bad for Baltimore, but they've got to adjust to some things and make it happen. Chiefs and Broncos eliminated. You know, let's see how that plays out. I mean, it's Kubiak's team, obviously, but the rumbling and the grumbling and the stumbling that was going on with that football team. Broncos don't make the playoffs. And look, you're going through a quarterback transition where maybe the greatest of all time steps off the stage, and you're dealing with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and those guys. And look, Trevor Siemian, as we've said many, many times, will be in this league for the foreseeable future as a really good backup, maybe your backup, for a long time. They have to have Paxton Lynch come to the forefront next year. And if they do, they got something going. If they don't, well, they don't. And Chiefs took care of their business. But again, you're talking about a team that had the opportunity right in front of them. Look, you can't anticipate an injury. It doesn't work that way. But now they're going to go through wild card land. Maybe they get through it. Maybe they don't. But they didn't have to. And that was the problem. You know, you look at this Denver roster. They're solid up front. Russell Okung, who was one of the guys that got into one of the altercations. But, you know, again, the weapons, they have good weapons in Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. You know the crew. Now they have to have somebody that gets it to them. Running back, well, that's a need that's going to have to be addressed. They're doing a three-headed attack right now with Booker, Forsett, and Thompson. Not going to be enough for the foreseeable future. You know, Paxton Lynch, he's a big physical specimen. 6'7", 244. He'll be able to take the pounding in the league, allegedly. But next year, he will have to step up and produce. They're not going to address quarterback in the draft. It'll be Paxton Lynch. And John Elway, who has really done a miraculous job there. I mean, winning a Super Bowl, putting a team together, making the big deal. He never hesitates to swing for the fences. It paid off with a ring. But there was discord in the locker room going down a stretch because it was pretty obvious the defense was carrying the offense. And they got very unhappy about that at the back end of the year. And, you know, again, let's see how this plays out next year, because Lynch should be the starter, more than likely will be the starter. Get another wide receiver. You're not going to be in a position, unfortunately, to get Leonard Fournette, but maybe you roll the dice second round. I don't think you roll the dice in the first round to grab a running back. I think that would be a little... I'll look that up in the short break. But, you know, having a high-powered running back would take a whole lot of pressure off of Paxton Lynch and or Trevor Siemian, for that matter, because, I mean, I'm just going on the assumption. And that he will be the starter. But you never know. But with that being said, if they can do that, maybe you can get yourself back. And again, you know, you look at the other teams in that division, and you look at the fact that you've got a really good Kansas City team that's, you know, for the most part firing on all cylinders. They're not a big offensive juggernaut, but they're playing good football. Oakland's on the come, and I think they're just going to keep getting better and better. Especially, you know, once they've figured out how to win. This setback for them with their quarterback is with Carr is just horrible. And, you know, here you are, you're getting into the playoffs for the first time in forever. And, you know, and yeah, I'm looking. Yeah. Fournette's going to go early. Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, who's going to end up being more of an all-purpose guy. And he's a good weapon. But, you know, Royce Freeman's ranked fourth out of Oregon. You know the guys. Samandre Perine, Deonta Foreman out of Texas. There's a guy that, you know, quite honestly, I don't think you grab him in the first round. But if he's sitting there in the second round, 6'1", 249, reminiscent of Earl Campbell. Yeah, it's a big compliment, I know. That's a guy I take a flyer on in a big time way. You know, Jeremy McNichols, too small. He's not a guy you spend that kind of. He's more of a third round, fourth round guy. You know, and then the list drops from there. But that top group is pretty darn solid. Fournette will go in the first round. He'll go in the top 10. Maybe Cook goes on the back end of the first round. But again, you know, when you look where Denver is, and he'll be drafting somewhere in the 20s. You're not investing that kind of capital on a running back. Unless you just think one of those guys is your can't-miss guy. But my can't-miss guy for them would be Foreman. I think that would be a great fit for them. Big, punishing running back. Little ground and pound. It'd make it a hell of a lot easier on your quarterback to perform. But again, Kansas City takes care of their business, but too little, too late. Terrific game as well. Second best game. Well, actually, maybe better. But second best game of the weekend. Dolphins and the Bills. Dolphins 34, Bills 31. Rex in serious doo-doo. 10 fourth quarter points. Got them two. Overtime. And Matt Moore and company took care of their business. Hey, look. You know, say what you want. Matt Moore's a pro. And he's one of those guys that, you know, he just hangs around the league, hangs around the league, hangs around the league. With good reason. Because if you put him in there, all is lost, not lost. Solid game. You know, nothing to write home about. As far as the percentage, 16 to 30, 233. But two touchdowns, only one interception. Again, the more film you have on him, defenses will adjust. Tyrod Taylor, hey, finally went over 300 yards. 26 of 39, 329, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Shady McCoy, 24, Buck, 28. You know, look, this team is what it is. They're a 500 team. Rex added pieces last year that he wanted on the defensive side of the ball. You know, again, no revisionist history here, to be fair. His guys were hurt. But everybody's hurt in the National Football League. So, you know, he got some of them back. Some of them were gone for the year. Sammy Watkins finally shows up and has a big game, 7 for 154. He's always hurt. You know, Clay, Woods, their issue is at quarterback. It wasn't yesterday. They still lost the game. But, you know, you got to do better than that. Issues, issues, issues. Who's going to be coaching up in Buffalo? Probably not Rex. We'll see. They get the Jets next week. We'll talk about it on the other side.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
You know, that could end up being a conversation that's had between Rex and the bosses. We'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number again. Miami taking care of their business. That the job that's been done in Miami, Adam Gase and company down there. First of all, he probably should be coach of the year with what he's done. And then losing your quarterback in the playoff stretch, having to go to your backup, albeit one of the better ones in the league, in Matt Moore, and still coming through. Boy, that's first rate. That really is. And a couple of weeks from now, when they face Pittsburgh, that's going to be one hell of a football game. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Whoever comes out of that game will have a real legit shot of going to the Super Bowl. You know, do I think the Dolphins are as good as New England? No. Do I think Pittsburgh is? Yeah. And again, you have to learn to win. But they've got the formula. They have good defense. They have Jay Ajayi. You know, Matt Moore will do the job well enough. Wide receiver core is decent. Nothing great, but pretty good. You know, good stuff all the way around. Bills, you know, they overcame 14-point deficits three times in this game and still lost after Miami kicked the field goal to send it to overtime. So, tough for Rex. It let the air out of the big balloon, and he is a big balloon. But with that being said, you know, let's see which team shows up against the Jets. They get to 8-8. He still might salvage his job. I know everybody up there is saying he's gone. They haven't fired him yet. Nobody got to audition in these last couple of games, so we'll see. Maybe we get a headline later in the day. Maybe we don't. That's it for Hour 1 of the Attack. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity, spotlighting some games and ignoring some others in the National Football League before we get to the NBA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The pop music world is mourning the death of Grammy Award-winning singer George Michael, whose publicist says the singer died at his home in England at 53 on Christmas Day. Michael rose to fame as a member of the 80s duo Wham. He became a very successful solo artist as well. Police say Michael's death is unexplained as of now, but they also say it doesn't appear to be suspicious. Again, George Michael was 53. Terrorism is not being ruled out in the crash of a Russian government plane that killed 92 people. Defense officials initially downplayed a terror attack, but now the nation's transport chief says the entire spectrum of possibilities is being considered. The plane had taken off from Sochi, Russia, and went down into the Black Sea while on its way to Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Cyber savings on the Ovation Hair Care Boxed Holiday Gift Set has been extended for one more day. Today is the absolute last day for cyber savings.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the Ovation Hair Care Boxed Holiday Gift Set, a great gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. All this in a special holiday gift box.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail, but today only, receive an additional 15% savings plus free shipping.
Heck, you should even get one for yourself, too.
Give the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair this holiday season, and save 60% off retail and another 15% savings plus free shipping. Cyber Sales Day has been extended today only at ovationhair.com.
Remember to select this station at checkout. Details at ovationhair.com.
There's a good spirit in America, and I think that's coming from his lead.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. saying he's always believed that President-elect Donald Trump would be the best candidate for the White House. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Falwell says,
I just saw in Mr. Trump someone who really loved the American people, who was for the working man, the common man.
Falwell, who is a member of the President-elect's advisory board, compares the nation to a sick child. He says Trump was able to win the vast majority of the white evangelical vote because he says he'll appoint Supreme Court justices with conservative views on issues including abortion. Meanwhile, a donation to Planned Parenthood could land you the hottest ticket in America. Hamilton creator and star Lin-Manuel Miranda is offering a 3-show package for one lucky donor to the organization. The winner will get tickets to see the show in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco with airfare and hotel accommodations. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Getting home after Christmas could be tough sledding for a lot of Americans, as the Christmas Day storm that hammered the center of the country is now sweeping across the eastern two-thirds of it today. Rain and an icy mix of moisture that could make for very slick roads from the Great Lakes across Pennsylvania into New York and New England and down the lower Mississippi into Texas. And forecasters say travel conditions will still be rather treacherous in the northern plains as well today, even though the storm is winding down there. Showers and low clouds, though, could cause delays at major airports from the mid-Atlantic up to New York City, and that could send ripples through the entire air travel system. The first family spending the Christmas holiday on their Hawaiian vacation. We also had Donald Trump, president-elect, with his family down in Florida. As for how Bill and Hillary Clinton observed their Christmas weekend, here's Mark Mayfield.
The former president and former secretary of state attended a service Christmas Eve at the United Methodist Church of Mount Kisco, New York. Arriving about 20 minutes before the service began, the former First family shook hands and chatted with fellow parishioners. Bill Clinton called the night a yearly blessing, while his wife simply wished everyone a Merry Christmas.
Actress Carrie Fisher, now said to be in stable condition after suffering a heart attack. She went into cardiac arrest on an L.A.-bound flight back on Friday. And the African-American holiday known as Kwanzaa starts today, a 7-day commemoration that celebrates community, family, and culture to help Black Americans connect with their roots. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And there you go. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. All affiliates around the country, hold your breath. Well, it's not getting mentioned. It's all about radio on the go, devices, platforms, various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you're settling back into work after Christmas, which most people aren't, they usually have the day off the day after Christmas because it's just bosses are good that way sometimes. Not here. Now, I volunteered for this. But honestly, if you're settling in, maybe you're heading to the mall to return some gifts, whatever the circumstances are. You can catch us on Sirius. You can get the platforms. You know, you're sitting in the car with mom and dad. They're still listening to Christmas music. You don't want that. You want some sports. You want some NFL. You want some NBA. Well, guess what? This is the place to be because all the devices, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, they're all there for you. All the platforms, all the interviews, everything you can get. You can listen live. You can retro back. You can check out anything you want with all the various different devices that are available. Hopefully you got some of those devices on Christmas Day, but because, boy, with the places I was at yesterday, everybody was getting something. Some kind of phone, some kind of something, something. It was there. And, you know, again, you can grab this programming and everything on the network. It's really first-rate stuff. And, you know, for all our friends and family who are serving the country, guys, girls, you know, some of you got home, some of you didn't. And if we're able to give you a little bit of a taste of home, give you a little bit of warmth during the holiday season as we get ready to enter 2017, we're happy and very proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table for hour two right after this. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
One day I'm going to time a belch with that rejoiner, and it'll be fun. We'll get it in stereo. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Talks of National Football League. I'm cherry picking games here that matter. We were talking about Buffalo and the Dolphins and whether or not Rex survives. Dolphins playing some damn good football at 10-5. Finish out strong, go to the playoffs, and hopefully make a little bit of noise. But they're going to be facing Pittsburgh. Team that's not going to be making noise unless it's in a coaching change is New York Jets. They got blown out by the Patriots. They didn't even show up. It was 41-3. If you were going to bet a game, this was the game you needed to bet. You know, it was simple as that. Brian Fitzpatrick, he'll be backing up somewhere somehow next year. Bryce Petty, 0-3. He's not the answer. You know, they're playing Rex. They probably shouldn't even announce it before the game, but I'd start Christian Hackenberg and give him a taste. Let him get his butt kicked. It's all right. Completely irrelevant. Todd Bowles went into the hospital before the game, a couple days before, with a heart scare, and he's fine, thank goodness. But they're a bad team. I mean, they're a bad team. Bad organization, bad team. You knew this was going to happen. And, you know, look, New England had something to play for yesterday. They gave away home field advantage last year when they lost to the Jets and the Dolphins. They rolled. This was a no doubt about it. Everything goes through New England. Number one overall seed. You know, and actually, I'm sorry, I stand corrected on that. Raiders still have to officially lose another one. But again, New England showed up. Jets didn't. Jets have lost 6 of 7, 4 turnovers. It, you know, Brady sits out the entire fourth quarter, rightfully so. Bowles was on the sideline. There was speculation as to whether or not he was going to be in a press box or not. But, you know, it was scary for the Jets. There's discord in the locker room. Sheldon Richardson, Brandon Marshall getting into it. Richardson will be gone after the year. He's a pain in the behind. You know, it's bad. It is just a bad team. It's a bad situation. I just don't see how they can go with Todd Bowles into the future. Nice enough guy, good defensive coordinator, overmatched as a head football coach. He just doesn't have it there, at least not now. He's also, you know, he's one of those guys falls into the category. He waited a while to get his opportunity. Because don't forget, when he was D.C. with the Cardinals, among other places, but with the Cardinals, he got interviewed. He got opportunities. He never got the job. And, you know, early on, it was speculation. He was just too young. It was, as it progressed, the opportunities just weren't there for him. And, you know, maybe this is why. And again, not a knock on him as a person in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, some guys are better off as coordinators. Maybe Rex is one of those guys, too, than as head football coaches. And, I mean, this team quit midseason. And, you know, when you look at the performance of a team, you want to look at a team that continues to play hard and gives out maximum effort. And this team doesn't do it. So, you know, to me, it's going to be real hard to retain Todd Bowles. And you know, unfortunately, it'll come on the heels of him being unwell. And fortunately, nothing serious. But maybe that gives them the out as well, where they can mutually agree to part ways or, you know, whatever the circumstances are. I honestly don't know. I can't figure the Jets out. I can never figure the Jets out. They're just a bizarre organization from top to bottom. Management always spends money, but they always seem to hire the wrong guys. They never get the right quarterback. It's, you know, is Christian Hackenberg going to be that guy? Well, opinions vary. We'll find out. But certainly didn't happen for them this year. It is happening for the Patriots this year. And they just keep rolling along. They go to 13-2, in control of their own destiny, which is exactly how you want it. 38-25, Vikings and the Packers. Another competitive football game. Packers jumped out early. It was 28-13 at halftime. Vikings hung around. But the story out of this game is what the hell's going on the sidelines. As evidently, the coverage on Jordy Nelson, although predetermined by what was deemed to be a game plan by the coaching staff, was ignored by a couple of defensive backs. And, well, who's in charge over there? You know, Xavier Rhodes and you know, a couple of the other guys in the backfield said that we kind of said, you got him, I got him. And they did a little coverage that way. It was pretty weird, to be completely honest about it, and wasn't addressed. You know, I mean, Minnesota had a bizarre week anyway with their plane sliding off the runway. But, you know, what the hell's going on up there? I don't get it. You know, it you look at it and your coach tells you to do one thing and you do the other thing. This I do not understand. And, you know, you look at Minnesota and the expectations going into the season with Teddy Bridgewater and company, and it fell apart on them. You know, granted, nobody could have overcome those obstacles. It's literally what it comes down to. Nobody could have overcome those obstacles. and Zimmer kept them in contention. They made the trade for Bradford. All of that played out pretty good. But again, the continued exposure, they don't have weapons on offense. And, you know, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. And again, it's, you know, you look at what the hell happened on the sidelines and the fact that this team acknowledged the fact that two defensive backs decided to just make it up as they were going along. And what does that say about the future of Mike Zimmer? You know, from all accounts, the players like him, management likes him. He can't be making it up as you go. I mean, you know, it doesn't work that way. I don't get it. Don't get it at all. And, you know, for Green Bay, they're playing good football. They're playing it at the right time. Remember all the stuff in the beginning of the year? Oh, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have it anymore. Mike McCarthy needs to go. They're not on the same page. Well, maybe they're not entirely on the same page, but Aaron Rodgers still has it. And, you know, when you look at that football team and how they're playing right now, as tough as anybody, they're not playing great, but they can put points up on the board. And, you know, they eliminated the team that they needed to eliminate. You know, it's all you can do. Terrence Newman, Xavier Rhodes, we'll get to that on the other side because I think that's a bigger picture thing than the actual box score. That's where we'll grab it on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's crazy times in Minnesota. Like I said, you know, talking about not producing and guys not being on the same page and all kinds of bizarreness. It's just you can't make it up. And what's going on up there in Minnesota? And again, the defensive backs ignoring the game plan. And I mean, geez. It's just Zimmer didn't correct it. The guys didn't get benched. I don't get it. And, you know, when you look at it, and he was not one of those coaches that you're saying, oh, okay, guy's job is in jeopardy. But now you really have to wonder. And I don't know what decision will be made up there, but they've got a whole stack of issues as far as, you know, just a defensive discord and all kinds of things going on. And, you know, and the question is, how much control did Zimmer have in this situation, and how did he not address it in any way, shape, or form leading up? And to me, that's that, or once it happened. And you know, look, Zimmer, from all accounts, is as solid as it comes when it comes to X's and O's. But his philosophy is one is linked to the other. If you do your job, the other guy can do their job. And that's the sayings that he literally uses those kinds of sayings. And they wanted Xavier Rhodes to shadow Jordy Nelson, which that's been their mantra throughout the entire season. Get the top, what they consider their top DB, on the top receiver. And Terrence Newman evidently told Xavier Rhodes, I can cover him, so let me have him. Do what you're supposed to do. Well, Jordy Nelson caught 7 passes for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. So not only couldn't Terrence Newman cover him, but this went on for a long time. The half. And it wasn't addressed. I don't get it. Now, Rhodes said that they didn't decide on this during the game, that they decided on it in practice. And one thing about Rhodes, he never shadows slot receivers. And Jordy Nelson, for people who aren't aware, is a slot receiver. It's usually the big wide out who, you know, whether it's Dez Bryant or OBJ and, you know, whoever. But that's who he goes after. And, you know, evidently, and this is where the conflict and this is where the BS is, they didn't tell Zimmer. They didn't tell George Edwards, the defensive coordinator. They didn't tell Jerry Gray about it, their position coach. And they weren't able to address it, mostly because of the fact that due to injury, they didn't have any backups that could handle the job. So it's bizarre. I mean, it really is bizarre. I've never heard of this happening, where they just went against the game plan of a head football coach and decided they knew better and they were going to do it their way without some level of consequences. Now, I mean, what do you do here? I mean, Terrence Newman's a veteran. He can be replaced after the season, but Xavier Rhodes is a Pro Bowler. They don't want to get rid of him. He's one of the keys to their defense. But he went along with it too. So if you don't do something with these guys, what's the message to the rest of the locker room? I mean, of all the stuff that happened over the course of the weekend, this was without question the weirdest thing and one of the strangest things I've ever seen in sports. You know, this is street ball. This is, you know, go to the Cadillac and hang a right, and I'll hit you with the pass. Well, this is the defensive version of it. You know, that guy that's been going to the Cadillac? I got him. You take everybody else. Oh, okay. That's our defensive game plan. Woof. So I don't know. I mean, does this mean Zimmer gets fired? You know, listen, they got to win next week to keep from finishing under 500. So, I mean, just from that perspective, I mean, granted, it's the Bears. You know, they tried. They tried like hell this season, but got worn down. You know, Bradford was okay. He obviously needs more weapons. But this mutiny, which is, you know, really kind of what it was. I mean, it's very odd to have to talk about it in those terms, but that's just really strange. And what does it mean for Mike Zimmer? I mean, honestly, if he got canned, he'd get picked up by a heartbeat somewhere else. But, you know, if you're management, you have to be looking at this going, what the hell's going on down there? And the fact they didn't address it. And again, for the Packers, they took care of their business. Aaron Rodgers, 347 yards, four touchdowns. Olivia's happy. My buddy Sammy's happy. And for those of you who don't know, but you listen to the show every now and then, Olivia Munn dates Aaron Rodgers, and my buddy Sam is her stepfather. Makes for a lot of good times up in Green Bay, let me tell you. But, you know, big issue right now, it's all Aaron Rodgers. They're not running the football. They're not going to be able to run the football. He threw 38 passes, 347 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Yeah, there's big problems with Aaron. Rumor of the moment. Yeah, what are you going to do? Falcons took care of their business against the Panthers. Panthers, disappointing year as well. 33-16. Redskins 41-21 over the Bears. They keep themselves barely alive. No pun intended. But, you know, Kirk Cousins against the bad teams does it. Good teams, he struggles a little bit. You know, look, they're a good team. Not a great team, they're a good team. But they go to 8-6-1. You know, but that loss to Carolina going to come back to haunt them. They have to have a lot of things go right in order to get in. You know, not in control of their own destiny. Got to beat the Giants and then have a lot of things happen. So, you know, if you're a Washington fan, and this is herein lies the dilemma. Kirk's going to get his money. Boy, do they franchise him again? I guess. If he doesn't agree to it, if they can't come up with the numbers, what does that make him, a $50 million quarterback? Something along those lines. That's crazy. The Browns, my marquee game of the day. Ay, ay, ay. look, they get off to Schneid, and it's and it ended up being the best of both worlds because the 49ers, God bless them, they managed to lose another football game. Or win another football game, excuse me. Yeah. And so Cleveland still has the number one overall pick. Griffin played. Kessler got in. Nobody really did anything special. But they won the game. Yay! Man, talk about a Merry Christmas. You know, look, it's tough for Cleveland fans. They're great fans. They're loyal fans. You know, but what a bad team. They deserve better than this. They really do. And, man, if you're an announcer and you have to cover that game, woof. And it really came down to the end. I mean, Josh Lambeau had a 45-yarder, certainly makeable. Wasn't much of a crowd there, but, you know, they went off. Cleveland acted as if they won the Super Bowl. Joe Thomas in the press conference was just ecstatic. You know. RG3 has a concussion. He's going to be bouncing around the league for the foreseeable future. Cody Kessler comes in for the final 10 minutes. A lot of penalties on the Chargers. McCoy's going to be gone, especially with all the stuff they're trying to do with the new stadium and maybe going to L.A., maybe not going to L.A. They're going to figure all that out in the offseason. Might be the final game at Qualcomm. They'll figure it out. We'll figure out the rest of the schedule right after this short timeout. Going to wrap up the NFL and swing into the NBA. Good Christmas games here in the Attack.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570. 1570.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And again, my Cleveland Browns winning 20-17, but still retaining the first overall draft pick, and they could still screw it up, but I don't think they will. You know, they get Pittsburgh in the season finale, although who knows, with Landry Jones at quarterback, anything is possible. And again, the Chargers hosting Kansas City, maybe Qualcomm, maybe not. We'll find out down the line. But McCoy's going to lose his job. Hugh Jackson isn't going to lose his job, and rightfully so. And the Browns will be a pretty good football team in the not-too-distant future, believe me. They may have their answer at quarterback in Cody Kessler. They might. That's going to be the dilemma facing them in the offseason. And they'll entertain all kinds of possibilities, because if somebody has a specific player that they want, they could give the Browns the mother load for the second consecutive year. And the Browns could end up with a pretty good setup, but we'll see how it plays out. Raiders defeat the Colts 33-25. Overriding thing in this game, Derek Carr out, of course, with the broken leg. And what a horrible thing to have happen. You know, Matt McGloin's going to be the backup, and he'll go in there. But, you know, McGloin started before. He's not the answer. And it's unfortunate, because it's going to pretty much kill their playoff chances. But, you know. And, you know, Bruce Irvin said it best after the game. He said, seeing him go down, it didn't even feel like we won the game. And, you know, this is always the danger, and it's always the dilemma that coaches face. Oakland was up 33-14 early in the fourth quarter. You can't pull the quarterback. And not in the National Football League. In college, you could probably get away with it. But in the National Football League, you can't. And they don't do it in college either. You know, it's a very famous one down in Alabama involving a running back. But that being said, you know, he got sacked by Trent Cole. Carr got off the field, you know, he limped off, but they took him away on the cart, and they're performing surgery on him. You know, he said on the field to Jack Del Rio, he said, "I think it's broken." And that's, you know, it's a bummer. I mean, it really is. He's going to get MVP consideration in the league and maybe even win it. You know, it's tough. I mean, and there's no way he can come back. They play Denver next week. They got to get McGloin reps, but then they also run the danger, too, of, you know, where does he fit in the grand scheme of things as far as what's going to back him up, what's, you know, what circumstances are involved. I mean, there's a lot going on now with Oakland, and unfortunately for them, you know, it's not looking too good. And you know, I don't even know who their practice squad guy is, to be completely honest. But, you know, when you look at it, they're going to more than likely have to sign a veteran, get that taken care of. You know, the reps, who's their guy here? Oh, it's Connor Cook. All right, so they're not going to sign a veteran. Cook will back up. But again, you know, it's Connor Cook. It's, bring him in, you know. McGloin goes down, forget about it. Yeah, he had mop-up duty in two games this year, and that's it. So, you know, you got to feel for the Raiders. You really do. You got to feel for the Raiders. You got to feel for the Raider fans. You know. So, we'll see. You never know. Maybe he could steal a game. You know, they're going to get a bye, which is good. Maybe. Maybe you can steal a game. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, just a devastating loss for them. And, you know, again, MVP candidate. Cardinals beat the Seahawks. Niners gifted the Browns 22-21 over the Rams. Kaepernick played well. Goff didn't. 90 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. Man, if they blew that pick, if he turns out not evolving next year, you talk about setting a franchise back for the foreseeable future. Those fans will turn so quick, it'll be amazing. My bold prediction, which I knew was going to happen, 31 Saints, Buccaneers 24, Buccaneers still alive, barely. But Jameis, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Drew Brees is the man. Playing on the road, all the other things involved. Well, you know, you get the picture. And again, sell me Jameis. Convince me. You know, year three will be the big year for him. Whether or not he's just going to be another quarterback or whether or not he evolves into one of the really, really good ones in the league. You know, they're hitched his wagon to them. They've hitched their wagon to him for a long time. Glennon will be gone. There'll be no fallback plan. So they better hope it plays out. Texans beat the Bungles 12-10. Tom Savage, the monster. God, he's so good. God, I love him. No, maybe not. Got it done. I mean, just enough. 176 yards. Nothing to write home about. But they took care of their business, win their division. That's really all that matters. Yeah. He didn't do anything special, but they got 9 points in the fourth quarter, and it was enough to win the game. I don't know what the Bengals are going to do. That's, you know, you want to continue along with him? Okay. Okay. I guess. But I just don't see it. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it. I've never gotten the whole Marvin Lewis thing. I've never understood how he keeps his job other than the fact that the Bengals are a cheap organization. I get the continuity factor. You know, I beat the drum on that. But even so, you know, windows open, windows close. These windows are closing on some of these teams, and they're closing on the Cincinnati Bengals, and they need to address that quickly. We talked Titans and Jaguars. We talked Falcons and Panthers. Buccaneers, Saints. You got a game tonight with Dallas and Detroit. And, you know, look, there are a couple of things in play here. Detroit needs to win it to keep Green Bay out of the division title. And everything else has to go well for them. They don't want to put themselves in a situation where their last game of the season turns into do or die for them, which it could. So, you know, you're going down there. What's going to happen as far as Dallas goes? They have something to play for. So it's going to be Dak tonight. Won't be Tony. If they win tonight, then they don't have to worry about the Giants winning the division. Because the Giants do have the tiebreaker. But if they lose, then next week becomes relevant. Tony doesn't get any reps. You know, there's all kinds of little equations here going on. Cowboys have been a hell of a year at 12-2. And unfortunately for them, the two losses that they have are to the Giants. So, you know, there's something to play for here. Down in Big D. So it makes it a tough game for Detroit as it is. Matthew Stafford, the hurt hand. I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I would have given them a real legit shot to win this game. And, you know, do I still think they have a chance? Yeah, I do. And I think they're going to go to school a little bit on what the Giants did to Dak Prescott all year, and I think they're going to come at him from all angles. But The Lions lost to the Giants. I mean, the Giants keep coming into the equation here. Not only ended their five-game winning streak, but put them in jeopardy because Green Bay's been on fire. You know, the offense isn't doing good. They couldn't get in the end zone against the Giants. You know, but as Caldwell said, you know, beats being 5-9. They're 9-5. Dak was flawless against Tampa Bay last week. Perfect. You know, but they would, in an ideal world, Dallas would like to get this game, get the division, and then get Tony a little bit of work next week. And I think that's how it's going to play out. Lions have been game all year. They really have. I mean, you talk about getting it done in an unexpected way. Detroit has done that all season. So, you know, they deserve a lot of credit, but you also don't want to have that late season collapse where, you know, everything comes down to. And that could and probably will be what happens. And it's going to be against Green Bay. And it will be for all the marbles. It will be for the division. It will be for everything. So, you know, in an ideal world for Detroit, they win tonight, take some pressure off them. They're going to be in the playoffs. And it settles everything in the NFC. I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, there were some really good NBA games played yesterday. And, you know, Christmas Day, I had my opinion out on that. I think it's a little unfair to the families, but to be completely honest, the players don't seem to mind. There's been a couple over the years that have spoken out on this, but for the most part, they don't seem to mind that they're playing on Christmas Day. So, you know, okay. I guess if the players don't mind, I have to go along with it, you know. And tip-off game was Boston and New York. A really good basketball game. Boston really won this game in the second quarter, where they outscored the Knicks 34-20. Al Horford had a terrific game. Carmelo had a really good game. You can see where at 16-14, the Knicks are actually going to be better in the second half of the season than they are right now. Boston, they've kind of hit stride again. They were struggling earlier in the year. Marcus Smart had a really solid game. Zinger had a good game for the Knicks as well, 22-12. You know, Joakim had a good game. He's not done yet. It just comes in spurts for him. And just really entertaining all the way around. But Boston taking care of their business on the road, which was pretty impressive, which led us right into Cleveland and Golden State, which was also a terrific basketball game, right down to the wire. Cleveland dominating in the fourth quarter to pull it out, but it came down to a last-second shot. And, you know, a rematch of last year's championship series. It was great. Durant was great. Thompson was great. Steph's still trying to find his way a little bit. And, you know, that was the big question going in. King had a real good game. Irving had a great game. Love is completely comfortable now. Notice those rumors and speculation have stopped. No more chatter about where Kevin Love is going. Yeah, he fits real well. And that small lineup works. Tyronn Lue getting it done there. We'll pick it up on the other side, wrap up the NBA, and wrap up the show here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black wrapping up this edition of the Attack here on the day after Christmas. Hope everybody had a really good holiday. I know I did. People around me did as well. And best to you and yours going forward. And, you know, as we get ready to slide into the new year, you know, just remember friends and family, and you know, it's really all that matters, ultimately. San Antonio against Chicago. You know, again, an okay game. Chicago hung around for a while. They just don't have the firepower and the coordination and cohesiveness that San Antonio does. San Antonio 25-6. You know, it's great. You look, Golden State 27-5, the super team. Cleveland 23-6, the super team. Oh, yeah, San Antonio right there as always, 25-6. God, they're fun to watch play. They really are. They took control of the game in the first quarter. Minnesota 9-21. I didn't see that one coming. Got to be honest. Joe's right. He's calling me to task on that, and I completely get it. Tom Thibodeau, they're just not buying in yet. Maybe they will in the second half. But there's a lot of talent on that team that hasn't quite figured out how to win yet. And that's what happens when you get a bunch of young guys. Nobody really knows how to win on a team basis. They can do it on the individual. Westbrook, another monster game, 31 points, 7 boards, 15 assists, MVP, him and Harden. And an Eclipse lose to the Lakers, 111-102. Lakers are not so bad. I know the record's not so good, but they're not so bad. They got some talent there. They'll get better in the next year. A little free agent, a little more draft, they'll be fine. Clippers just didn't show up on Christmas Day. They were the one team that didn't. Well, That's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. And we'll focus on a little bit of college football and various other things going on in the world of sports. For Mr. Joe Spano, hope you're enjoying your day off. For Senor Roberto out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.